Now, the 17th of December is a double 17 day because the date adds up to a universal 17 date as well. So, double 17 is one of those rare gifts, those rare opportunities where the number of immortality, of eternal life, is being activated, as is the double 8 code because 17 reduces to 8. Now, this is so exciting. It's all about tapping into your infinite inner resources, right? All your resources begin within. And this code helps you to feel on top of the world. You can accomplish absolutely anything. Victory is assured depending on what you are manifesting today. You're leaving behind a legacy of some kind, so you want to fully embrace that you are an eternal spirit being of light, love. And so a major focus on abundance is active today. Eight is a number of abundance. And you're leaving behind some kind of legacy. So you want to step into your intentions with confidence and the knowledge that you can manifest absolutely anything. Your inner authority awakens to its divine origins, to Creator, to the Matrix. You have superhuman courage today. You want to use it. Embrace your immortality. Mercury is trine to Uranus today. Mercury, the lower mind, Uranus, the higher mind. This gives you tremendous powers of observation. You can experience phenomenal mental energy and speed ahead with your thinking process. So, you want to be sure to channel this electrifying intuitive energy today and translate it into words. Since your mind speeds up, be sure to listen to others. Your communication is actually quickening. Uranus liberates you, so you may feel free to share things that have not been done before, but it's always done in a very harmonious, positive way. New perceptions open up to you. You can receive exciting news. You're available to accept those new possibilities. Unusual fields of interest may grab your attention. You desire independence. Your intuition, of course, is very acute. And flashes of insight are very strong. This transit can free your thoughts from preconceived ideas and beliefs that you picked up in early childhood, so you may communicate from a higher vibration once this transit completes. On the 18th of December, we have a double 18 activated. 18 is the number of health, healing, and purging. And letting go and rest and dreams. So, every moment, of course, is an opportunity to release and birth a new beginning. And because we have a 9 universal month in December and 18 reduced to 9, that activates a triple 9 code. Again, this is the second of 3 days we have this code. So, it is a Sunday, which is really fantastic. See if you can take a major chunk of time today to just chill and rest. It is very important just to be in that space to allow all the unconscious feelings to come up for you and be revealed. And that can only be done when you are receiving and open and relaxing and resting, right? So that you actually can feel and not be using your mind to, in a way, bypass or suppress those feelings. You want to be more compassionate today. Your heart is yearning to create. This is an incredible code of courage, love, wisdom, and healing. So, again, this is the time to give the world your heart, right? Your heart has all the information you need. Your heart is love, so give your heart. The moon is trine to Saturn, and that actually allows you to feel even more committed to sharing your heart and to take full responsibility for your overall well-being, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So, this is really a fantastic astrological transit to support the powerful code. On Monday, the 19th of December, we have a double 19 code, and 19 is the number of the Prince of Heaven. Now, the ancients described the Prince of Heaven as the sun, so it is the number of light. And if you look at the number 19, it has both the 1 and the 9, right? The 1 and 9, the beginnings and endings, and it adds up 1 plus 9 equals 10, which is the binary code. So this number 19 is literally representative of the universe and of the sun. And the sun is a star. And of course, we come from the stars. And 19 reminds you to shine your inner light. So this double 19 really connects you again to your heart, which is where your inner light resides. And as you connect more and more to your heart and allow the mind to decipher it but not be the go-to, you're going to help manifest, help yourself manifest with a lot more ease and power and grace. So this is a wonderful shift day, since December also resonates to the number 9. When the numbers of beginnings 1 and endings 9 interact, we're going through a transformation. So even the number 19 has both the 1 and 9, and basically you can manifest anything today. So listen to those original ideas that come through. You're inspired, you're determined, you can achieve anything your heart desires. The moon is sextile Venus. Beautiful. This is so expressive, so creative. Feelings of love and a desire for affection. And just this sweet, kind energy is very strong. You feel happy and you want to share your happiness with others. Your sensuality and beauty are enhanced by your ability to relax and enjoy. Your emotional connection to abundance is also magnified. So focus on manifesting financial flow as your heart aligns to prosperity. You know, money is an energy exchange. So there's no definition of money other than that it is an energy exchange. So whatever other definition you put on it is just a belief system. But when you look at money as an energy exchange and you give love, then the exchange will be very high vibrational. Tuesday, the 20th of December, adds up to 11. So we have a double 2 activated. Now we've been through our 9 days of the same double digit. They went from December 10th through December 19th, where we have the same double digit for the date and the day. Now we're back to looking at the single digit again. So 20 reduces to 2, and the whole universal date on this Tuesday adds up to 11, which also reduces to 2. Now clairvoyance is your entrance into timeless wisdom. All the clairs, of course, claircognizant, clairsentient, whatever the other clairs are, there are many more than just the four. We have a tremendous ability to tune into energy. So you can access this energy anytime. And the wisdom that you receive brings stunning clarity. With the 11 portal in play today, take this invitation to observe everything, because it will stimulate your third eye and open up your intuitive channel. 20 asks you to trust in the timing, to be patient, to be ready, to guard against rushing into things. Relaxation and deep breathing allow you to be poised and prepared. This is a wonderful day for intimate one-on-one conversations. So take advantage of that. Connect from a place of peace, and you'll iron out all differences with ease. Listen closely. Your intuition is magnified. It's going to help you create miracles that keep your day in a place of supreme harmony. And harmony is the ultimate expression of truth. So if you are seeking truth and wonder if something feels true to you, go into your heart. Does it feel harmony? That is your answer. The moon is sextile Mercury, so you have an active mind today. You have wonderful intuition, of course. Your communication is heartfelt. And any moon transits are just, they just last a few hours. They're very quick. But this one allows you to get into a lovely conversation, express yourself, receive some news, write, you know, emails, letters that are high vibrational. And it's just a wonderful time to share your feelings. Then on the 21st of December, of course, we have the solstice, winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, summer solstice in the southern hemisphere. This is always a very important day of the year. And this year, we have a reverse mirroring of numbers, which makes it very potent. It's the 21st, and the universal date is 12. And when you write down 21 and below it write the number 12, you can see the reverse mirroring effect, which activates the number of truth and activates the number of being an eternal student. Now, 12 and 21 both reduce to the number 3. 3 is the number of the triad, mother, father, child. It's the number of creation. It's the number of joy and expression. So this particular solstice is going to have an infusion of all of those energies and also the energy of being open to awaken, being the student of awakening. So you want to just feel the joy of this moment. It really lasts approximately 3 days, the solstice experience, and it is really an amazing time to go within and feel your ability to be creative and playful and connect to your heart and laugh. It is a really wonderful and very important time of the year. Now today, the sun squares Jupiter. Jupiter is one of two benefics. Jupiter is all about expansion and joy and wisdom and optimism and financial flow. And so when the sun squares Jupiter, you have all those wonderful high vibrational energies flowing, the exuberance as well. But you also want to do things in moderation because Jupiter can overdo things in a square as well. So stay focused, stay disciplined, guard against overspending, focus on one project at a time to make the most of this beautiful transit. On the 22nd of December, we have two numbers, 22 and 13, that reduce to 4. Now, 22 is the architect of peace number. It's a master number of being at peace and manifesting peace. And 13 is the number of the divine feminine. It governs the moon cycles, the Venus cycles, and it is all about empowerment through transformation. So it's a big day of peace and transformation. And so you want to take some time to be quiet. Both numbers reduce to 4, and 4 and 7 are the two numbers that require more solitude. So you want to be more in a place of spending some time by yourself if you can. Have a plan and allow your plan to bring you peace of mind. Create a map of how to implement your future long term and short term if you can. So there's really a wonderful opportunity to connect with family, with your home, and with peace, of course. Now, Venus trines Uranus today, and that is so exciting for discovering new ways to express beauty and love and abundance. So you're open to exploring new options. You're open to connecting with others in a very unique way and maybe talking about subject matters that you wouldn't have before, especially inspirational ones. Financial windfalls are enhanced. This is a wonderful time to get a new perspective on magnifying your flow of abundance. And your eye for beauty is just amazing. So if you can get to an art museum or a concert, anything with Venus and Neptune is connected to the arts. So creatively, you just feel much more stimulated. Then on the 23rd of December, of course, we have the wonderful new moon in Capricorn at 1 degrees, which we cover in part one. So have a listen to that. The 23 code for this new moon is important because we're moving into 2023, and this is the final lunation of 2022. So it literally creates a bridge to our new year. And 23 reduced to 5, it is all about liberation and just truly exploring new boundaries, being very flexible, feeling free. And the date is a 14 date, which is about media, which is all about connection. So essentially, the Royal Star of the Lion number of confidence and strength and persuasion and wealth and power and honor is starting to really make its way into your life. Because with the new moon in Capricorn on the same day at 1 degrees, it's new beginnings that you are taking very, very seriously. Capricorn has a way of bringing things to your attention that require you to be responsible. So this is exciting to have that date tie us over into 2023 as well. And again, for the full forecast of this wonderful Capricorn new moon at 1 degrees of new beginnings, head on over to our first segment where we dive into the two lunations.